Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's a forward for the Los Angeles Lakers, former University of Memphis star, former Kansas star, and he joins us now as a married, newly married man, Tarik Black?
Very true. Very true indeed.
Congratulations,
brother, congratulations
Tarik. On jumping the broom.
Thank you so much. You know, you just take those steps and moving forward and being a man, and once you find a lady that blesses your life, you know, you can't let that go because you don't find those.
When did you know that you had the lady that's blessed your life? When did you propose? When did you know she was the one?
I proposed over All-Star break, but I knew before then just because, like I said, it was a blessing to be in her presence, and she enhanced me. You know, she moves me forward, and she is my partner in crime. And it's just, and also through my beliefs, man, I'm a big-time God-fearing man.
Yes, sir.
And he lets you know. You know, he lets you know when he presents you that person that you should latch on to and cleave to.
You got married at City Hall, Tarik, and it was by Mayor Jim Strickland.
Not that.
Why City Hall?
Because the opportunity presented itself, and it's such a huge honor for one to meet him, and because we had yet to meet in person, and for him to be so humble and gracious and to show the hospitality to invite me into where he works and to say that he would be willing to do so and to open his arms like that, it just is very appreciative coming from the mayor of the city that I love. And also, when the opportunity presents itself, think about it, how can you turn it down?
So I am getting married in, what is it now, about a month and a half. And I know you've only been married technically for about an hour. But what advice can you give me, man? As a married man, what advice can you bestow upon me, Tarik?
Well, just as a man who, as finding a young lady who can go through this life with me and just everything that comes with it, because like you just said, I got married an hour ago. She's on a flight back to L.A. Because she has school tomorrow. She's finishing up school. And also, I have my event this afternoon at Life Gets Hectic, and I'm very fortunate to have someone that can go through there, and she doesn't complain and she doesn't cry about it. She actually uplifts me and helps me go through it. And the biggest thing in that is communication. We communicate so well, and we can talk about anything under the sun. Those hard conversations, they don't turn to arguments. Just because we disagree with each other on something, it doesn't turn into an argument, but we can actually communicate, and we can have a rhetoric about things and figure things out, and we agree to disagree if we have different perspectives, and we respect each other in that because we respect each other's minds. But communication is such an important factor.
I love that. Well, your new wife is good friends with Taylor Swift, so I have to ask you, have you heard from Taylor Swift yet on your nuptials?
Well, I don't talk to her directly. You know, I let my wife do her thing. She does her own thing, and you know, because she's a powerful woman, and she walks on her own. So her friends are her friends, and if she decides to invite me into the friendships, and I get involved, and obviously I've met Taylor before, and we've hung out. But that's her thing, and so she does her thing with her friend. And so I'm not sure if they've talked since or what's happened. Like I said, I had to immediately take my wife to the airport. So I'm not too sure what she's been getting or what she's received, but, you know, I guess I'll hear about it tomorrow when I get back home.
Y'all going to do a bigger one later, Tarik? Y'all going to do a bigger wedding later? Or are you cool with what you had today? Is that it?
We will. I have so many people I want to honor, and she does too.
I got you.
So many that have helped us on our way and have raised us to be the people that we are today. So it's definitely people I want to honor, but that'll be next summer. Because this summer was too fast to put together the plans for a bigger wedding such as that. It would have been so irritating and frustrating and just almost impossible to do this summer. So we're going to do it next summer.
We are talking, of course, to Los Angeles Lakers forward Tariq Black here on Jason and John. All right, Tariq, you talked about it. You're in town. You got a big announcement this afternoon down at Streets Ministries downtown. You're announcing the formation of the Tariq Black Foundation. You're putting on a camp. It's called Transformation 50 Basketball and Life Skills Camp for underprivileged youth in Memphis. Tariq, what's the mission of your foundation?
The mission of my foundation is to build life skills and perspective in kids so they can go back into their communities and uplift them themselves. And we just want to give back to the community. We want to be a part of this community. But as you just said, it takes a community to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the major reason why we held a press conference this afternoon is because we want the community to be such a part of our foundation that it's not just about us and what we're trying to – we're just running what we're doing, but it's about the community's involvement because we can't do a thing without the community's help. And this is actually our foundation as a whole, as a city, instead of just – I put my name on it, but it's actually – I want it to be a community-based foundation where everyone is involved. And so that's why we're holding the press conference. We want everybody in the room because that's what it takes for us to make the change that everybody's been looking to see in this city.
I remember us having conversations, Tariq, you and I, when you were still at Memphis, about wanting to start a nonprofit after you were done. I guess it's going to be why you're still playing. Obviously, it is. And you talked about wanting to make a change, wanting to make a difference. When did that click in for you, for Tariq Black? How old? When did you know? All right, this is what I'm going to do. I want to make a change for my city. How old were you? At what point in the maturation process was it?
Well, I feel like the calling was sent, and I got it clear as day when I went to National Civil Rights Museum's award ceremony, the Freedom Awards, and saw Magic Johnson. He accepted the Freedom Award, and he spoke, and because that will sound wrong, but the award is in the basketball athletic-based award. So he was speaking outside on the perspective outside of sports and athletics. And he was speaking on how the platform was allowed through sports, but it didn't define him. It didn't give him purpose, but it's just what he does. It wasn't who he is. And he was speaking on how from that platform, he's been able to touch so many lives. And he's a genuine guy. You know, mm-hmm. Magic's the best. And he's a very, very genuine guy, very loving guy, very passionate guy. And so seeing that, it clicked to me. That resonated with me so well, just listening to him speak. And my mom reiterated it once we got in the car. And it was just the message that you're not an athlete. You are athletic. You play sports, but you're not just an athlete in that, you know, you have an obligation that if you get that platform, which most people call it stardom or fame, mm-hmm. I think of more so as a platform. Once you get that platform, as that platform grows, you have more and more of an obligation to the people, for one, first and foremost, who helped you get to that place and who helped build that platform, because nobody builds a platform with their own hands.
Right.
You have an obligation to give back to those and also those who are less fortunate. And so that's when it clicked to me, and that's when I heard the calling clearly.
But the 50 kids that will be part of your camp, how will they be selected? What can they do? How are you guys working that out?
So, as well at the press conference this afternoon, there will be coaches there. And we decided to allow coaches to nominate kids who they felt were in need of help, in need of assistance, and could be changed, not necessarily changed, but could be helped and mentored through this camp. And so we're accepting nominations from coaches only for this first camp. And we're going to go through the nominations, and me and my staff and my people, we're going to select. And we're going to select 50. We kept it 50, a small number, so it can be intimate, so it can actually have an impact and change in those kids' lives.
Yeah.
And then we can move forward in other programs and other things that we want to do to assist the community, as, once again, I reiterate, as the community allows us to assist.
We are, of course, talking to Los Angeles Lakers forward Tariq Black. He's a Memphian. He's back in town. Just got married earlier today. All right, on to some basketball questions, Tariq. I know you had the exit meeting with Lakers management last week, and I know it's got to be kind of different because there is new management there. There's been a lot of change. How'd the exit meeting go? What do you expect the next few months to go like for Tariq Black?
The exit meeting went very well. I enjoyed sitting down with Coach Luke Magic and Popolinka, and just speaking on how the season went, how they want things to go, and the trajectory of the team. It went well, and I expect my summer to be the same as I've always done, to put in work. That's what it's all about. Like Magic said, players, you said, me and you both know, players are made during the summer, not during the season. And I'm a firm believer in that. It's basically saying is you, players are made in what you don't see on camera. That's when they're made.
Mm-hmm.
So I plan on putting in my work, advancing, getting better, and come into the next season, I'm a boatload more confident. I've grown in confidence throughout the years, and I've gotten used to the NBA more and more. I'm still learning. I've learned so much. And over this past season, I've gotten much more confident, comfortable, and much more knowledgeable and wiser about the NBA and how it works. And so I just plan on continuing to get better. You know? I just want my trajectory to continue to go up and increase and progress and never to digress.
Tark, last week we had some big news here in Memphis. I'm sure you're aware of it now, but the Lawsons announced that they're transferring Dedrick and KJ, going to a place you know well, going to Kansas, going to sit out a year and play for Kansas. Have you talked to them? And if so, what kind of advice, what have you talked to them about in terms of playing in Lawrence and playing for Bill Self?
Yeah, so Dedrick reached out to me beforehand. Me and him have talked back and forth a little bit throughout this past season, probably the last year. We'll text every blue moon, and I'll just keep them encouraged, tell them to keep going, and that I'm proud of them. I'm definitely proud of those guys. I'm proud of any kid that comes out this city and makes something of himself, and especially in basketball, because that's how I ended up getting my opportunities in college. And we talked after they made the decision. Once I heard the news, when the news dropped, of course, I got text messages sending me the article, and I just reached out to him and I just told him, you have to go earn it. That I respect the decision. How am I not to? I respect the decision, and I also understand it. And I'm the last person to judge them or anything like that, because I know they're probably going under a lot of scrutiny in the city, because I understand how that goes. I went through it. And I just wanted to be one of the people to reach out and say, you know, I respect you for it. And I understand how this goes. And that it's not a cakewalk either, just because you're going to university and it sounds good, but that you're going to have to go work. And I know you are, and I know they are. They're going to go put in work. Those boys have been working hard since I was back in high school. I remember them leaving the gym, coming up to Ching's and seeing them all sweaty. So boys are going to put in some work. I know that much. And I just told them you have to continue to, and that, you know, coaches come see in your living room, they tell you what they want you to hear.
What kind
but of? Once you get there, you have to put in the work.
What kind of impact did Self have on you? Personally, and you know, mentally, basketball, how big of an impact did playing for him have on you?
Man, Coach Self meant the world to me. Meant the world to me, and I tell him all the time. I think it makes him kind of uncomfortable. Because, you know, he's thank you, and then he just looks away. But I'm big on honoring those who deserve that honor and appreciating those who are showing the appreciation. Just his knowledge and wisdom as a coach, and it's not even about him speaking to you on the knowledge of wisdom. It's just how he coaches you, how he understands, especially kids from backgrounds such as those who come out of this city, you know, and that we need that mentorship, you know, and that we need someone to help mature us.
Mm-hmm.
And stepping into his program, like, he forces you to mature, and it's a tough process. It is a tough process that some come out of it not liking him at all. Some come out of it appreciating it. It just depends on where you are, where your mindset is, what perspective you have. But I'm one of those who got it. I understand. And throughout my season didn't start off too well because of that. I had issues with that. Me and him butted heads at first. But I understand that there was something bigger than me. And putting down my ego for the team in that situation, and just him talking to me, just sitting down talking to me. And then once I finally got it, how I played and how he would play me and how he instructed me, how he just kept opening doors for me as the season, as the tournament went on and things like that. I can't even explain it. And that man means the world to me, and I appreciate Coach Self and I have the utmost respect for him.
We are, of course, wrapping up here with Tariq Black, University of Memphis graduate. He's starting his foundation here in Memphis, giving back to the community, Los Angeles Laker. Last thing before we let you go, Tariq, you are a University of Memphis graduate. You're back in Memphis all the time, so I know you still have a vested interest in Memphis basketball. What do you make of the University of Memphis program right now? What words would you give to Memphis fans who are concerned? What would you say?
Well, I'm in a similar situation with the Lakers. We're rebuilding. You have to be patient. You know, and both Memphis is a winning program, so everybody in Memphis expects it to win. The Lakers are a winning organization, so everybody expects them to win. But when you're rebuilding, you have to practice patience. And it's a little bit tougher on a college level because you're talking about young men who you don't want to put that much pressure on. I understand we signed up for it and we signed the letter of intent. I get what people say when they say that. But it's just life processes. And put yourself, I say those who are putting the pressure and scrutiny on those young men to accomplish something that takes time to accomplish, put yourself in their shoes before you tweet or write articles or do things about those kids that they're going to see. Put yourself in their shoes first and understand their perspective and then write what you're going to write. And even at that, you still don't understand. You know, it's easy to judge somebody sitting outside and looking in on what they're doing instead of being involved, because if you switch the roles, those who are putting the pressure and scrutiny on those kids probably couldn't handle a day in the life of those kids. And I also would say that Coach Tubby, nothing but respect for him. You can look anywhere on his track record. He's turned around many universities and major universities. Kentucky, Minnesota, Tulsa, Texas Tech, all of those have turned around under his coaching, under his reign. So I would say Memphis made the perfect hire, but you have to go through the process. Don't hire somebody and then start judging him the first year if he doesn't perform up to your standards. And how much does your standard really equate when do you really understand what is going on and what he's doing? If you hired him, trust him. And he's done it before, and his track record speaks for itself. So allow him to do what he does, which is turn programs around. And, yes, it comes with some transfers. It comes with some losses. Takes time. Doesn't happen overnight, but be patient. And also, and vice versa, with the children, with the young men who are in the program, great basketball players. Great basketball players. There's nothing but respect for those who wear the Memphis jersey, and they're a part of the fraternity and the brotherhood that I'm a part of. And I love those guys. And also to give them time to get better. Show patience and mercy and grace on them so that they can grow, because the pressure and the scrutiny of the city from those who don't even really understand what's going on, you're not helping the situation. You're actually hindering it even more.
He is Tariq Black, doing good things for the city of Memphis, Los Angeles Laker. He's a newly married man. So, Tariq, we appreciate the time, man, and congratulations.
Congratulations, man. Thank you.
Blessings going forward.
Thank you all for the opportunity. I appreciate it so much. Man, Jason, man, it's awesome hearing your voice, man. We've been together for a long time, man.
I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. Thanks for the time, and congrats again, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.